Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Any up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page. That's All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at the whole Dollhouse family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you because, you know, that's just what we do. Honey Dip is out. She's a little under the weather today, but that's okay because the Titans have came to represent. We got this. So without further ado, Mr. 412, you on the line, baby. What's good, fam?
What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday, man. Are y'all enjoying this beautiful day, man? I was enjoying my day, man. STL, when you called me, man, I just got done from the flea market, man. We cleaned the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. They be having some nice stuff, man. Nice stuff. I ain't mad at that. Cause, man, I know the ones here, man, they have some nice shit. Some kicks, clothes, all kinds of stuff.
I buy something. I'm not gonna tell you right now what I bought because it will kind of give away where they do that at. But you won't be like, yo, are you serious?
okay.
Isn't that ironic? The word of the day is ironic. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, it's ironic that I would have it, you know. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
But today was a good day, you know. We was just vibing. You know, I'm actually, I just got two records. I got one record that released yesterday. I was featured on a song yesterday, just released yesterday. It's called Hangando. It's spelled HANGUINANDO. It's Spanish. It means, just hanging out and everything like that with Peter Hustler and the original Mexican, original Fire Mexican. I was featured, you know, on the third verse. It just came out yesterday, so it's on YouTube. Go find that. Go put that out. And I realized that,
YouTube.
You know, today, yes, and today, finally, my record, My single, my first single for my 90s baby EP is finally getting mixed. It took this long to get it. So once that happens, I'm working on other stuff to finish the album. Of course, STL is going to be on it. It's just it's been taking a lot longer than I expected, you know, with, you know, doing different things and, you know, engineer problems and everything like that.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
That was a good day. It is a good day.
Hey, man, you know what? I haven't been able to get in the lab because I'm, you know, I only fuck with one specific studio or whatever. So
same here.
With the whole COVID thing, I'm not going to put my mouth on a mic right now. That's just not going to happen. It could be the OCD in me, but I'll say it's not going to happen.
I definitely feel you on that. I can see where you're coming from. Because there's only one person that I really mess with, you know. He's in his crib, you know. So it's like, you know, he's basically putting his life out on the line because he got people coming in, you know, out in the elements, you know, bringing it to his front door and everything. I appreciate him for that. Shout out to Sonny Brasco, you know, on the engineering tip, you know, so I feel you're not going out.
Okay. Well, big up. So y'all heard that, how y'all can go listen to this feature and his single is coming, all that. We still got shit going on, but, man, this COVID shit has slowed everybody down so much.
It is.
On what they're, everybody had those 2020, this is it, year plans. And it just, man, it just, you know, lemons, you got to make lemonade, baby. But we're going to get off into the dollhouse announcements, come back, and jump into the where they do that at. And surprise, y'all, Honey Dip is feeling a little better. She has joined us. So what we're going to do is these quick dollhouse announcements, and we're going to come right back and get it popping because we got a hell of a show. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Dollhouse, hey, if you're just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, push the 1 and we got you. So, Mr. 412, you're up, sir.
Word. Hey, yo, you know what? When people have, you know, altercations or I don't want to say altercation, but when people have, you know, misunderstandings, you know, the worst case scenario you would want to do is get into a physical altercation with somebody. It is so not gangster for you to actually have to go toe to toe physically with somebody. You know, because we are humans, we are taught, you know, from birth, even, you know, I was taught from public, you know, just public stations, public broadcasting stations, you know, use your words. You know, if you have a problem, use your words to try to solve it. Well, in this case, that didn't go so well. It didn't happen at all. In Hartford, Connecticut, there's a guy by the name of Jerry David Thomas. Now, remember I told you, STL, what I bought at the flea market. It's kind of ironic that I'm doing this story because the story actually came about earlier this week, and I did not plan to buy what I have bought. But anyway, the guy Jerry, he lives in like this apartment, so he pays rent to his landlord, either an apartment or apartment complex, whatever. He had a dispute with his landlord. Now he's actually being held for $2 million bond because this guy allegedly murdered his landlord. And not just murdered his landlord, but he's guilty of decapitating his landlord with a samurai sword. STL, I bought three today.
You bought three? You bought it? Wait a minute. You just got a fucking samurai sword.
Yeah.
And wife just bought me.
Yeah, it was a birthday gift. This one was just, you know, just because, you know, we had a little extra money and everything like that. And I went to the flea market last weekend. And I promised her, so you know what, next weekend I'm going to take you. So this weekend happened and everything like that as she goes. And I got three samurai swords for $50 plus the stand. You know.
Oh, okay.
So it was a pretty good deal. But, yeah, it's kind of ironic that I'm doing this story and I bought three. She bought three samurai swords. But it's funny, though. But he goes and he's like, he just decapitates his head off, clean right off, over a dispute of payments that he wasn't paying his landlord money. The guy won't speak to anybody. He says that he's what you call a sovereign citizen. So because he thinks he's sovereign, he feels that nobody around could actually talk to him or represent him the best way that he knows how because he thinks he's so sovereign. So being that said, he's not talking to no judges, not talking to no public defenders, not talking to no judges, no talking to no police, no nothing. So being that said, like I said, I don't know how, like what kind of dispute that you would have to decapitate your landlord. Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just put this out there. My landlord is a slumlord, dead ass a slumlord. Like the nigga don't do nothing. He doesn't do nothing. I literally have to work hard for my money that I get, and I do whatever needs to be done to the house with the rent money, and I give him a receipt. I don't just do the work and just say, here, this is. I give him proof and give him a receipt, but just so you know, I have a fucked up landlord, for real, for real. But I would never, ever, 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 ever go to my wall and take out a samurai sword and decapitate this guy just because of a dispute of payment. I'm not going to waste my money, you know, waste his blood on my sword. But where they do that at? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we don't talk to – today is a big chunk of today is about mental illness. We talking about all them shits because there's a lot of that going around. So I just think the gentleman, he was probably just – if he was quiet like that, you know, the quiet ones, the ones that sit back and just kind of look at you, them, it's not the poppers. The poppers are not the ones that you gotta watch, because you can pretty much you can pretty much get a bead on those. But the motherfuckers that sit back in the cut and just give you that eye and just kind of look at you, them the motherfuckers that will cut your head off. Them motherfuckers that ain't been out the apartment, he probably was quarantined, might have lost his job, he might have, you know, felt some type of way about that. You know what I'm saying? You don't never know what's going through a person's mind. You can never, you know what I'm saying, say for the functionality. I hate when I say something to somebody and they try to tell me that that's not what I said is not how I feel. That's not true. No, motherfucker, you can't never tell me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. You can't tell me that calls for the function of my mind. You don't know the function of my mind. I'm the only one that knows that. I don't think he might have had some mental illness and he just felt pressed. You know, you never know what was going on. I'm not justifying this in any way. So let's get that straight. I'm not justifying taking the landlord's life because you were upset about rent or because he was behind or because he didn't come change a motherfucking light bulb on time. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. We just know that he did what he did and he took this man's life, and that is some crazy shit. So as soon as you started telling the story, I'm immediately thinking of you because I know your love. And what's that shit y'all be watching, man? I know a lot of men, especially the men that I know, are fans of it. What's that it's anime? What is it? What is it
talking about? Dragon Ball Z? Talking about Dragon Ball Z?
I guess that's it. Yeah, where they had like they be doing that kind of shit. Not that's the first thing I said was I said, look at this Dragon Ball Z ass motherfucker.
Oh, that's the shit, yo. Oh, see, '90s, '80s, and '90s babies. You know, they know about Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball, you know, is a popular. It's one of the most recognizable anime shows ever in existence. The actual franchise started in the 80s because there's about like several series. The first season, or not the first season, but the first franchise started out as Dragon Ball. That's the main character and all of the supporting characters around him as they start off as kids or teens, you know. That's where the franchise starts. Then right after, it goes through them growing up all the way until they're like in their teens to about maybe early 20s. And then Dragon Ball Z starts at the birth of Goku, his first son, his firstborn. The birth of him starts Dragon Ball Z. And then within that franchise, there's 9 seasons in that. Then right after that, then you have Dragon Ball GT, which is a franchise that is basically the after effect of like 10 years after Dragon Ball Z ends. It takes place in the future. And then they have what they came out a couple years ago called Dragon Ball Super, which the people who made Dragon Ball Z, they came out with new episodes on it. So there's many different things that happens. They even have movies on it. Like, I'm a big fan. I grew up on it, you know. It's no different than, you know, my dad when he grew up, his whole thing was Star Wars, you know.
I ain't hip to that. All that just went like flew over my head, and I feel it though, because it's I don't know if it's a guy. I never see any of my female. They're not my friends because I don't know these motherfuckers. But the females that are on my timeline, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen them post about it, but a lot of the fellas, they are so into it. And I'll be like, the intrigue, it interests me that they're so interested in, because me, cartoons and shit, I was Tiny Toons and Looney Tunes and shit like that. And the only kind of anime I ever watched, it was a porn. And it was. Yeah, I'm nasty like that. Fuck you.
But
anyway, it was on HBO. It was like this thing called Heavy Metal or something. It was basically like a cartoon version of what's that car
Ben
shit where they like have sex with strippers and all that, and they beat them up in the streets. What's that shit? Everybody plays it. It's the gamers play it. What's Grand Theft Auto? It was like a Grand Theft Auto, but in a cartoon. And back in the day, it came on HBO, and there was a lot of sex in it. So I used to
see,
watch it. It came on late at night.
And, and you know what? Anime. It depends on what kind of anime you have, because there's anime that you would watch that has sexual content within it. There's a lot of them that do. You know, that has some racy things like Dragon Ball. From the beginning, even so, you know, when they start off as kids, there's a little racy things going on. But that's the whole thing about anime that separates Japanese animation with American animation. Because American animation, like, let's say you watch Tiny Toons, right? Tiny Toons don't really have a timeline. Like, it's not like you're going to watch episode 1 all the way to episode 10, and episode 1 has something to do that follows up to a final.
Yeah, it was nothing chronological about this shit.
Yeah, so each show has its own little thing. It doesn't continue. Where anime, it's a story, it's a movie, and it continues. And there's a lot of drama in it. There's a lot of back stories to it. There's a lot of deep meanings in it that if you would watch, like, there's a lot of times where I sit back and I'm rolling a blunt and I'm watching this shit and I'm like, yo, this shit is so fucking crazy, man. Like, this shit is bananas, you know. So, but the anime started off in the 70s and it got real huge in the 80s and the 90s, and there's more anime out there more than Dragon Ball Z. It's just Dragon Ball
Z.
I know it's a huge fan base, but I want
to talk about it. Okay, I got a question for you, since you got the whole samurai sword thing going on. I gotta know. Did you do the bodyguard Whitney Houston one time? Did you try it once? Have you ever seen Bodyguard, the movie?
I did a long time ago.
So you know Kevin Costner had the samurai sword. So Whitney, he throws one of Whitney's scarves into the air, and it came down. And the samurai sword was so sharp, cut that motherfucker whang, clean in half. Did you do that? That's what I need to know. Did you do that? Did you try that?
Nah. See, the way my apartment is set up, right, you know, I can't really do a lot of martial arts in here. It's spacious, but then
No, he ain't doing nothing. He just held it blade up. He was like, it's so sharp, it'll cut your... Man, come on, dog. You got to try it one time.
I will tell you, I do sharpen them. I got some steel wool that I got from my job and everything. And every once in a while, every now and then, I'll take my sword and I'll, you know, polish it to make the sword a little shiny and a little sharp, especially on the tip, you know, so... You know, I do things like that, but I'm more of a collector than anything. I mean, when I was young, I was in martial arts. I fought with bamboo sticks and swords and everything. I'm familiar with them to a certain extent, but I just collect them. I don't want to go out and actually hurt nobody or do no tests.
Well, that's good news for your landlord, bro. What else you got? That's good news for your landlord. I'm gonna spare you today. I got you spared, man. Just now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But anyway, hey, did you have anything else you wanted to address, my dude?
Nah, that was about it. I just thought that was just, you know, insane that I looked at this story. Usually when I go out and I search for stories and everything like that, I do it in the beginning of the week. And then when it comes, I go and I reread it and look at it. And it just so happens that, you know, I go and I buy the same kind of things that the guy went off and killed his landlord with. And I'm having issues with my landlord too. And I'm like, nah, it ain't going to go down like that. And it's to the point where, you know, unfortunately, the guy was black too. Unfortunately, the guy was black. The landlord was white. Wasn't a good look. I was like, oh man, this is like looking at deja vu. But I'm like, nah. This is fun.
Before we move on to the hot seat, I don't know if y'all are a big fan of TikTok, but this is something I had wanted you to address about the women that were jailed in Egypt because they were on TikTok. And, you know, you dress up and things like that, but, you know, a lot of them are barbed in the face. So, you know, it's disrespectful, you know, in certain cultures. You know, that's why, you know, certain people wear the hijabs, like your face and your hair, things like that are strictly for your husband. Like, nobody mm-hmm. else is allowed to be able to see those things. They're, you know, they're sacred, you know, and things of that nature. So recently mm-hmm. there were some women that were arrested because of TikTok, because they made these posts on TikTok, and they were jailed. Each woman were jailed because they showed their faces. So they were mm-hmm. they were made to pay up to like 300,000 Egyptian. I don't know what that is in American money or whatever, but they got in big trouble for, you know, doing these things, and they tried to like get out of it. And they were trying to get the charges like pushed back, and they were charged with cyber crimes in their country for doing this and showing their face and things like that and being in certain materials on TikTok. Now, you know mm-hmm. they're trying to do away. They're trying to make TikTok illegal. I don't know. I don't do the whole TikTok thing. I don't have an account. But
I've seen that. I don't either.
Well,
for one, I did see that they were trying to ban it. It was something that I seen a clip. I didn't even actually know if it was a real clip until I actually seen an article of an actual news, like a daily news article. And it was saying that Trump was trying to ban TikTok. And TikTok is a Chinese app. So he was talking about, you know, I don't know if it has something to do with, you know, the whole
I think it has to do with access to information.
That's
what they're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. And then
so many people went into this with this quarantine. They had an additional, I want to say, almost 100 million downloads. Once the mm-hmm. quarantine started, because people didn't have anything to do. So
and
now
more.
People are full on into it. They're making money from it. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, do you think this is going to go south about them trying to ban it? Or do you think they'll be able to pull that off? And because so many people are into it. People are, you know, they're going viral. They're getting the verified pages and things like that based off making these videos. Like, this has become a way of, like, an extra means of income for some people. So do you think, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, even if they did ban it, you know, there's going to be something else to come out. You know, somebody's mm-hmm. always going to try to, you know, beat around the bush. They ban TikTok. Somebody might invent something called TokTik. It might be the same exact
okay.
thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, so people
we're branding this today. We're going to come up with our own shit and call it around the clock. How about that?
Yeah,
y'all like that?
Exactly. Yeah. Half past my
yeah,
ass.
Fuck that. Brand
it. I'm like, so it's like, you know, people are innovative. So even if they was to ban TikTok, you know, people's always going to come out with new ways of information and try to keep themselves entertained and get people other entertained. As far as the people over in – where was it at again?
Egypt.
Now, my take on that, and I said this before, my whole thing on that is I say this and I say this about religion. Religion, I think, it has people closed-minded in a lot of things. 2020, there's no reason why women should be walking around just showing their eyelids and everything. Like, just 2020, we have to get with the times. You know, I know there's different cultures and different, you know, places that they practice certain things, but being that this is contemporary and we are, I mean, it would be no different. You know, how can you condemn the Amish by having their horse and buggy drawn to go to the ATM machine? You can't condemn that because that's how life is now. You can't condemn that. You can't condemn, you know, an Amish girl slicing away, churning butter, and she's listening to the new Cardi B record. You can't get mad at it. It's the sign of the times. People actually need to get to the sign of the times, you know. Back in 3000 B.C., okay, I understand that, but since we live in contemporary times, I think people need to get away from religion because that's when it locks down people. It locks down people. You know, it closes a lot of minds. So now they're trying to decriminalize these women just because they showed more than their eyelids. What type of shit is that? Like, come on,
but
son. Like,
there, people have to understand, like, I'm with you, that things do need to evolve. I was a part of I still am. It's not like I'm just out of it. But I'm part of an organization that is, I can't say a lot. You know who Masons are, you know that name. There is a female side to that. And the going to their events is very, unless it's just outside, like they're coming in your regular clothes, there is a dress code, and it's very, very strict. It's like the women have to be in all white. You have to have white shirts, white skirts, white shoes. I'm like, I don't wear heels. I'm not coming to this shit in no fucking heels. Well, can I wear some white forces? Because that's the best I could do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what else to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't evolved. The most evolution that they have to it is having the women be able to be a part of that organization. And that's about all I can really get into it. But there are certain things that they do need to evolve on. Women wear pants now. They wear pants. We have the women do construction. Like, come on, like, evolve, like, move forward. I know certain things are part of the culture, but just as mankind, you want them to evolve. Cultures need to evolve and get into what's going on now. Just like we got to accept shit about sexualities and transforming bodies and all this other shit, I think as a unit, you can't just pick what you want to evolve on, and I'll say that, and I'm going to leave it at that. But anyway, let's get into this quick break. I want to hear that Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, Queen B, Savage Remix. Then we coming back, and we in that hot season. We're going to talk about some of this mental illness that's going on around this motherfucker. We got a lot to talk about. Let's go.
Queen B, want no smoke with me.
Okay.
Turn this motherfucker up 800 degrees. Whole team eat chefs cause she's a treat. She's so bougie, on appetite.
I'm a savage, had a too nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move is a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room G. I done bled the block and now it's hot, bitch, I'm Tunchi. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
When I dance on that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches. I just raise my price. I'm a boss. I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Niggas got this shit from Tina. I'm a savage. Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? With the knees, he be like, damn, how that thing moving in the jeans. Ay, even D4L couldn't do it like me. Yeah.
if you're just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. That song had to grow on me because at first I wasn't fucking with it. I ain't going to lie, it grew on me, though. Because I was like, every song doesn't need a remix. I understand that's Queen B, but it was cool, the original version. But it grew on me, so I get big ups to that. Okay. So, Rhea, it's been so much going on mental health-wise. Oh, my God, I don't know where to go. Like, Ellen is going crazy. Tamar, she is losing her mind. And let's talk about Ye. Come on, man. I don't know if you have if you've heard anything about what's going on with Ye, but he has been putting some crazy tweets out there. The man is, like, losing his mind. His wife is ready to damn near divorce him. And there is so much going on. He done called the mom Chris Jong-un. He been staying at a home in Wyoming on this ranch, and he don't want to talk to Kim. When they finally did hook up, paparazzi got him in the car talking what looked like a heated conversation. He was been shopping in Walmart, looking at the toys, him and Dame Dash. I don't know what the fuck y'all in Walmart looking at toys for and clothes. Well, you got a whole clothing line, and your wife is a social media socialite queen, your daughter carrying around Birkin bags. I don't know what the fuck you was in Walmart looking at. But he be looking hot-ass mess anyway, because all he ever wore is a job. He always looks like he just done got off the bus and didn't have no money to get on the bus. But anyway, do you feel like this man, I think he just needs mental help, and he doesn't want to get help. His tweets and the things he puts out there, the things that he went to that club in, I believe it was North Carolina, and he went to that club and talked about Harriet Tubman and how she didn't help the slaves or didn't free the slaves or whatever it was he said. Don't have it verbatim, but if you go back, there is footage everywhere about him and this rant and crying and busting out in tears. Anybody who has been paying attention, they have said, Kim has said, anything that has to do with his mental capacity is clearly off limits. They've cut all of that out of keeping up with the Kardashians. They're not allowed to air in any of it. And Kim is, and the whole Kardashian family is standing on it. Do you think, in your opinion, is just off his meds and just needs psychological help? And he'll be okay, because I think dude is clearly off his he's diagnosed with the whole bipolar thing, and I know a lot of bipolar motherfuckers. It is hard. It is a hard, hard battle with the bipolar thing. And I know some people, friends, I've dated motherfuckers that had the shit, and the doctor said the older you get, especially if you're not treating it, it gets worse. I used to date somebody who had it and family was not there for them, and they ended up dying in the hospital, it was on the crazy side of it. People get manic, and if you don't know what that manic side of it is, you don't know what end or how far that person is willing to go when they're manic. So Kim wants to protect her kids. The visitation is limited on that, but she's trying to go help her husband, and he's like, he doesn't want to help this nigga in Walmart looking at shit. Give me your feedback on this. Anybody, somebody chime in. Help me out. What do you think? Is this the end of, is this the downfall of his brand?
I don't think his brand is going to fall. People are more interested in the more personal, not his music and stuff. I mean, his music is there, whatever. His music will still sell, what he already has, what was already prospering. But his mental capacity is definitely going to open up eyes to, the fact that there's a lot of people like that because it attacks someone so famous. You know what I mean? And I feel like this, he's been going downhill since his mama passed away. It's a sad situation, and you know what they say. Hello?
With us today.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah, you know what they say when you get with them Kardashians. I don't know. Everybody has all races that they've got with the Kardashians go through some shit. I have no idea what the fuck they whacking. They got up in that cat. Them cats, them cocks is something vicious. Shit. I don't know what's going on within the family. It's like a whole cult they got. I don't know, because every motherfucking man that come through there have a problem. Bitch, too. Females got the issue. The man's niggas got issues.
Travis Scott is still doing.
He got
this
hell out when the good was beginning was good though. He got right on time. You know what I'm saying? Most of the motherfuckers go through some mental breakdown. I don't know if this is my thing. Is it because they're strong women? You know what I'm saying? Some men can't handle that. I don't know, but what I do feel is since his mother passed away, he's been on a spiral. You know what I'm saying? His mother was
everything. He doesn't have any black women.
He has no support
in his corner.
No real true support. Yeah, his mother was everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to think he wasn't even trying to like relationship. You know, like the get married type thing while his mama was alive at the point. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Kim, whatever she was giving him was something that he needed at the time. At least he thought he needed. You know what I'm saying? She was that attention and that affection. And then he eventually started walking around bugged out looking. He looked at loss all the time after they got together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He really looked at loss. You know, he started fucking up relationships and all types of shit after he got with her. And I understand protect your woman or whatever, but goddamn, you know, he's been through a lot. You know, ever since mommy died, you know.
If he goes through, if Kanye goes through this and he goes, like, he's been in, like, on this land, this reservation in Wyoming. Now, when Kim Kardashian was messing with, what is the basketball player? I can't remember his name. But this was before Kanye. When she was dating him, he was a country boy.
Oh, you're talking about Chris. Chris.
What's his name?
I know his first name was Chris. Because I used to watch Keeping It With the Kardashians back in the day. I think it's Chris Humphries or something like that.
Yeah, that's his name, Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Now he was a country boy. He said, and he's making millions. He's an NBA star. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when he was messing with her, he was like, I want a simple life. I want to live simply. You know, he wanted to pull what Kanye is doing now. Like, he wanted to be in the country. He's a family man. He wanted to be with his family. Kim was like, oh, no, I'm about the lights and the glamour and the big city life. I'm not, and that's for the most part because he wanted to be a simple guy. And she wasn't about that life. So that's what mm-hmm. makes me feel like even though they have these kids together, you know what I'm saying, if he doing this shit where he's on a reservation at some land he done bought in Wyoming, Kim ain't going out there to fuck with him, and neither are them kids. Those kids mm-hmm. and Kim are staying in the lap of luxury and the lights of the big city. And Mama Kardashian, Miss Kris Jenner, she not having that shit. She ain't gonna. It's just not gonna happen.
That'll
and
fuck up the bag for
dude.
Her. They gotta stay in the light. That's how they make their living. That's how they survive.
He said he's a billionaire, right? So you mm-hmm. know damn well if they get a divorce, you know Kim's getting half them shits. She already a super millionaire, so she's getting half of that point. And they got what? How many kids they have now? Four. They got
they
what?
Four
kids. Four.
Three, four.
Yeah. He's not going for that simple life. And whatever this mental struggle is that Kanye is having, and I pray for it, because mental illness, in the black community, mental illness is one of the most overlooked mm-hmm. and misdiagnosed things,
mm-hmm.
period. The first thing, especially the kids, the first thing you want to do, if the kid is active, the first thing they want to do is, oh, she has ADD, and they want to dope them the fuck up, put them on these pills, because they're hyper. No, bitch, they're kids, and that's what kids do. They run, they jump, they scream, they holler. Okay, maybe they have a short attention span, but that's what kids do. They're kids. Now, if they get to be 16 and you can't sit through your class without being disruptive, then okay, maybe you got something. But as a kid, mm-hmm. that's the first thing that they want to do is pump these kids full of pills. But at this stage of the game, at his age, Kanye, baby, get some help, boo. I know you, some people feel, I have a friend who is very much so deals with the bipolar aspect. I know, I just know people, I don't know why I attract these motherfuckers. Maybe it's me. But anyway, I got a lot of people I know that deal with that. And, you know, mm-hmm. if you've ever seen somebody when they get manic, it's, and when I say manic, it's either a super high or a super low. There is no in between, especially
right.
when you go unmedicated. So either they're super, you, what's her, I forget her name. She's a very well-known actress.
I think I know who you're talking about. You're talking Jennifer. Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah, she plays, something like that. She plays on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She was one of the sisters.
Yeah, Jennifer
She's
Lewis.
Diva, her. Okay. She said she was diagnosed with being bipolar, and her manic, when she was manic like that, the way she dealt with it was through sex. She said she would have sex with anyone, and it was just to help her mentally. That's how she dealt with it because she was untreated. I say this as to say, if you, first of all, if you know or speculate that there's anybody in your life and you love this person, you care about this person, and they need mental help, get them some help. But there's, like Kim said, and she did tweet, we're trying to make sure that this gets taken care of. But when a person is of age, you can't force somebody into those mm-hmm. clinics and institutions, you know, because
sure
they're grown.
No, you cannot.
The only way you can, dog, is if they're mentally deemed to be a physical harm to themselves or others.
They have to be passed out, different things like that, total passed out. And I'm saying this from experience. My oldest daughter, that was the only way for me to put her in, you know what I'm saying, in the CPAP unit, is because I had to wait till she was passed out on the street and somebody came and told me, and me, myself and my grandkids' father, we went and got her. We called it, you know, the police and the ambulance, and I was able to, you know what I'm saying, put her in. But once she came to, they held her for 72 hours. The doctors called me. I spoke to the doctors. I let them know the situation, you know, so on and so forth. And after so many hours, you know what I mean, they can sign themselves out. But they will have to sit there. The least is 72 hours, unless they're trying to hurt somebody physically.
Right.
So, but you do have to find them unresponsive, unconscious, you know what I'm saying, and fucked up. And I don't mean just sleep. Yeah, so that is definitely a true, because I went through it a few years back.
I mean, I think what people need to understand that there's many different levels of mental illness. And,
Thanks.
You know, a certain trigger, like anybody can have a certain mental illness. You could say that a person who has a certain phobia has certain mental illnesses within them.
Well, that's
that
me.
Yeah, you know, a different phobia. You know, the majority of the people, you know, sometimes certain traumatic events can trigger sometimes these mental illnesses, and it could be something
True.
Big, and it could be something mm-hmm. small. I mean, it could be something big or something small. You know, so
yeah, but it could be big to someone else. But it's real, you know what I mean? It could be big to them, but so minor to somebody like me or you. You know
right.
what I'm
and
saying?
That's why I'm saying there's many different levels. You know, there's people who have, you know, of course, arachnophobia. Arachnophobia
me.
Is the fear of spiders, you know. So
me.
When somebody really see a spider, to me, I just go look at a spider and I'll be like, oh, okay, just squash it. Or if it's one of those good spiders, I go and I scoop it up and take them outside.
What the fuck is a good
like
spider,
that.
Dog? Wait, pause.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me what a good spider is. Well, okay. You know, there's certain animals.
The white spiders, they come out the white
spiders,
they say it's good luck.
I wouldn't give a fuck what kind of spider it is.
No,
they ain't none of them good.
There are certain bugs that you would see in your household that you would deem as what you would say what's the word? Vermin. But if you actually look at the ecosystem, there are bugs that are actually deemed good. Like there's certain spiders that are actually good because they actually catch other bugs that might be harmful.
It ain't
to you.
Good to me.
I just read and see this is why I love Twitter, because Twitter has what you call Uber facts. I love Uber facts. They give you so much different kind of information about anything. And they said that, you know, the millipedes, the thousand leggers and everything that you see running around on your floor, they said those are the type of bugs that go and kill things like spiders and other things. You know. So, like you said, a fear that that you might have, I might not have that fear. So I'd be looking at you and be like, "What's wrong with you?" But there's other fears, rather they bigger or small, that can actually, you know, get a person triggered and traumatized. That can lead to a mental illness. I know that for a fact. I remember my mother. She told me a story about her father and my nana, her mother. Now my nana. Since I was born, my nana has been in and out of mental hospitals all my life. But they said the reason why she was in a mental hospital was because her boyfriend at the time, which was my mother's father, he got shot and got killed. He got murdered. And how he got murdered was he was at a gas station, and I guess he was a player, and he kind of like was creeping with somebody else's woman, and the guy went and started flash dancing. If anybody don't know what flash dancing is, that means pulling out pistols. They was both flash dancing, and the other guy got the shot off first before my grandfather got. And he got killed and got murdered. Ever since then, my nana ain't been right ever since. She was in on the mental hospitals, and she was diagnosed with schizophrenia. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's different levels. That's what we have to understand. We have to get to these people and need help, and they need to figure out rather than dope them up, because doping them up and putting them on medicine
does nothing.
That doesn't really help unless you actually know what's actually going on with that person, because all you're just doing is having that person medicate. Now, that's like
right.
No different than, you know, you got bills, right? You got bills. Let's say you short on a few bills. And you got a couple pixels, and you wondering what the fuck is going to go on. I don't know what to do, man. I don't get paid for another 2 weeks, man. I got to make this shit stress. I don't know. Something's going to get cut off. And you roll up that blunt, and you start smoking. And after the third hit, you like, fuck it. I don't give a damn. After you put that blunt down and you sober up, then you back to square one wondering where you going to rob Peter to pay Paul. All that does is mask the problem for that time period. It doesn't fix the problem or actually gets to the root of the problem. All it does is just dope you up. So when with Kanye's situation, we need to actually know what the fuck is going on with him. Was it the death of his mother that actually made him go crazy like that? Or was it something
else? It's possible.
Else?
It's very much so possible, because when his mom died, because they were really close. And it was a silly reason. I hate to say it like that, but it's true. It was a silly reason why she died. She died getting some cosmetic surgery done that nobody wanted to do because they said it was too risky. She had a couple health issues, and they said that nobody wanted to touch her. Nobody wanted to do it. But Kanye he was just getting into his thing, and he had some money. So, you know, she went, you know how over here motherfuckers don't want to do it over here. Where you going to go? You going to cross that motherfucker line, go to Mexico, get some titties done. And an associate I know took his girlfriend to Mexico to get a nose job because it couldn't get done here. So that's the first thing you do is you go down there, give them a little bit of nothing, and they'll do it because after you leave, they don't give a fuck what happens to you. They don't care. Like the motherfuckers that go and get those injections and shit that they aren't legal here, that's the first thing they do. They go there and get that shit. They shooting cement and all kinds of shit. You don't know what these people are putting in your body. Then you got pieces of flesh eating. I've seen people with pieces of flesh coming out of their ass because they went to go get a surgery done, and they done put six of flesh and some more shit in somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, guys, listen, y'all out there, if you know people, if you people don't just come with this out of the blue. It is not an overnight thing. It's something that's been fermenting, and they show small signs along the way. So when those things start to manifest, and you're able to see them, if they're acting different, if they used to be loud and they got quiet, or vice versa, if they used to be quiet and now they're having outbursts, if they're sitting to themselves in the room, just they talking to themselves, ask the motherfucker, do you need a hug? You need a hug? You want to talk? Do you need somebody? Do you need me? Well, tell me what you need, whether it be your kids, your friends, your spouse. It doesn't matter. These things don't just pop out overnight. I speak on it not from experience as far as having that illness, but being around so many people and watching and noticing changes. You know, you have to get some help. Either get help for this, we have to be on the same level. I deal with like-minded people. We can't be on we're not playing the same team.
Have you noticed there's people who definitely, I won't say definitely need to be checked out, but they need to talk to somebody. And there's people I know who who's studying the psychiatrics of human behavior. And because they study psychiatrics, they are constantly analyzing people around them. But if you put them in a situation where they need to be analyzed, they don't like it. I know a few people like that who are quick to tell somebody, you need to go see a therapist, or maybe you need to go see somebody, maybe you need to get checked out. But if you start actually digging and picking a person, because it's not hard to analyze certain people. You know, most people are transparent. If you aren't closed-minded, or if you're not as if you wear your heart on a sleeve or your feelings on a sleeve, you're transparent. So anybody can pick apart, you know, different types of little quirks that you may have and be like, oh, so I understand that, you know, because this is how you are, X, Y, Z. This might have happened to you as a child. They don't like to be put on that pedestal. I learned a lot, not only just from, you know, when I was in college and I would study psychology and everything, but even just basic-ass TV shows like watching Frasier. I say this all the time. Every week I'm watching Frasier. This shit is deep, man. Frasier gets deep. There's certain shit that I'd be like, I didn't know. Like, people don't know about transference. Now, have you ever heard of a person going to see, like, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and end up falling in love for that person?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the other week when we was talking about August. Matter of fact, it's August, and I know the Smith family is having one hell of a month right now.
You heard me. You so silly. What?
I'm sorry. I was sorry. I just had to think about that. They were having one hell of a month. Yeah.
Know, right?
They ain't going to say it's August. They just going to say it's the first of the month, the second of the month. What month is it? I don't know, motherfucker, but I'm waiting until September. So, you know, that's what you call transference, somebody who's in need of something, and they go to that person with the need, and they ended up having feelings for them, or they end up mistaking that person's compassion or professional business for compassion, they end up falling for that person. So psychology and mental illness, it's a motherfucker. I recommend somebody who knows anybody who's going through certain situations, read up on it, Google it, get a book. You know, see what things
get them some help. Be attention.
Get them some help.
Pay attention to people, pay attention to their little quirks, because, like I said, it's not an overnight thing. You will notice changes along the way. It does not. And this is one thing before we get up out of here. I had to teach my people. Look, this does not make you weak to get help. The longer you go and don't get the help you need, the worse off you will be, and this will only get worse. And I've seen those things. It just gets worse. So don't be afraid to see somebody, tell somebody, talk to somebody. You need a fucking hug. You counseling. Get some. I'm not saying, like we said, we're not therapists here, but we are family. We love each other, and fuck it, we love y'all too. Sometimes you just need to hear that. And if it's somebody on that line, out on the line, that maybe hasn't heard that, you're loved. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up. Fuck what they say. Keep going and do you. And don't be scared to talk to someone. If you need that help, talk to someone. But look, we're going to get up out of here. This is the end of this. We here every Sunday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Let them know how to get at you.
Nacy Honey Dip on everything, clear across the board. The name, the way you see it, where we promote it at, just put it in social medias and you'll find me on all of that.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on both of my Facebooks. Rap, you could actually three actually, for real. Well, four technically. So okay. Cameron Cortez part two, Roman numero dos. You can hit me up on both of my fan pages, Rap Star, RAPSTARR, and RAPSTARR, aka Hurricane Cam. Also on my YouTube, Rap Star 412, Twitter, Rap Star 412. And can't forget, go on YouTube and check out that new single that I was featured on and just dropped last night. It's called Harando. That's HANGUIANDO. Chicano rap, Spanish, English, bilingual. Crazy, man. Get ready for that 90s baby to come soon, because that's coming soon, being mixed as we speak right now. Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, you know what it is? You know what this is? We'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Tell a friend. We're going to go out on that Rap Star 2. Holla. We holla at you next week.
Yeah.
Off no filter. Dollhouse Radio. We out.